They're closing the gap with the opposition. Former President Trump and the Republicans ended last month with just over $93 million in their campaign coffers. A Biden-Netanyahu phone call is on the agenda today. The president and the Israeli prime minister will talk for the first time since an airstrike killed a group of aid workers in Gaza. French President Macron dismissing as ridiculous remarks by Russia's defense minister, suggesting that Ukraine and France could have had a role in last month's deadly Moscow concert hall attack. More details at srnnews.com.
Honey, it's our favorite leaf filter trusted pro, Matt. Matt, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay with your leaf filter gutter protection system?
Okay. Of course, silly. We wanted you to stop by for dinner as our way of thanking you.
Yes, to thank you for that free gutter inspection, the free estimate, and what was the other thing?
That lifetime guarantee.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, those are just Leaf Filter's policies. Everyone who calls Leaf Filter gets a trusted pro to come out for a free gutter inspection and estimate. And every Leaf Filter installation comes with a lifetime guarantee.
So it's not just us?
No, sir. We don't want anyone to worry about clogged gutters ever again.
You mean everyone gets this level of service?
Everyone. They just need to visit leaffilter.com/gold to schedule their free inspection.
Okay, but you must be starving. You work so hard.
Ready to love your gutter protection as much as we do? Visit leaffilter.com/gold and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Your health and well-being can quickly be impacted by changing weather. The Johnny Adams Law Firm wants you to remain safe and be weather alert with the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a quiet forecast for the next few days, running way below normal on the temperature with sunshine. High temperature up to about 67 today. Clear, cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 39. Upper 60s again tomorrow and Saturday with more sun. Upper 30s again on Friday night. We should be warmer Sunday with a high in the mid-70s. A comfortable day with sunshine. Risk of showers holding off till Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
The Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. The first MH-139 Gray Wolf helicopter arrived at Maxwell Air Force Base Wednesday. This is the first of many Gray Wolves that will be assigned to the 908 Airlift Wing, whose new mission is to be the flight training unit for the MH-139. The Alabama House held a public hearing Wednesday on legislation that would help protect the state from illegal immigrant crime. House Bill 376, also called the Laken Riley Act, would bolster the ability of Alabama law enforcement agencies to further enforce immigration law. Pike Road High School teacher Catherine Kinney got the opportunity of a lifetime Wednesday with the U.S. Navy's Blue Angels. She was chosen to fly with the Blue Angels at Maxwell Air Force Base ahead of this weekend's air show. Catherine rode across the skies for several stunts and maneuvers and at one point experienced 7.8 Gs. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Do you or a loved one have leg pain? Are your legs feeling tired? Do you have heavy skin discoloration? Do you have leg wounds or varicose veins? Are your legs swelling or do they have spider veins? If you're experiencing any vein issues, contact the professional caring staff at Ivy Creek Vein Clinic. They can help. Call 334-514-3851. Ivy Creek Vein Clinic, located at 525 Hospital Drive, Suite B in Wetumpka.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offering anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome into the program, everybody.
Because I'm so excited about it.
All right. Well, we've got boring news. Alabama news, Allison.
Now I can't find it.
The banal segment.
Oh, I found it.
And so the second bill they've got on the special order calendar, only two things to do today. The second one is if your teenager gets a speeding ticket, somebody down at the po-po must call you and say, teenager got a speeding ticket.
Which I'm kind of with Abs. Like, how wouldn't teenager, you know?
How does teenager pay the speeding ticket?
I mean, it is so out of the realm of possibility. I'm so sorry, but whoever wrote this is clueless about what happens when your child gets a speeding ticket. Because it has to be paid, and your insurance company knows about it.
Oh, yeah.
So why would you...
You might not find out about it for a couple months when the insurance comes in and is hired.
I mean, I would find out about all the stupid parking tickets from North Carolina. So, like, I have girl drivers and I have boy drivers, but I just am outraged that somebody wasted pen and paper on something that already happens. I want to know why. Why would you do that? Is it because somebody called and said, hey, that's a leader?
Yeah, this is something we need.
Hey, my kid got a ticket and nobody told me. That's because your wife didn't tell you.
Oh, that's a marriage issue.
So, right. So this just is outrageous to me.
Right.
That we're screaming about not enforcing laws at the border and we won't even do what's already on the books here in Alabama when it comes down to even a little tiny speeding ticket. Mm-hmm. Come on, people.
Yeah, I'm just mad that we're wasting a legislative day. Now, the porn filter, that's important.
That's good.
No, that's good. I feel badly for saying it was the dumbest bill. Okay, but the
lamest.
Traffic...
But lamest. You didn't know.
The traffic citation... Like that, we spent an entire day. Let's see. How much do legislators get paid?
I don't know.
Okay, per day that they're in session, let's say it's $50,000.
Okay.
Okay, so that's...
You're about to make a very unfair normal person analysis. You're going to divide 30?
Yeah.
50 by 30?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
And I know it's not that, Scott.
Right. I know
it's not that. But like thousands of dollars just wasted today on two bills in the House.
Right. But you don't want them passing a bunch of bills. That's the other thing.
There's a lot of really good bills that we could pass.
That's the point of Banal. So what good bills were skipped?
So these are good bills that were skipped.
To that bill.
House Bill 169, which is to... there's some things that we don't love, but this is classroom curriculum and transparency.
Okay.
Like to where... schools have to give up information to parents so they can see what they're teaching their kids.
I know why that's not going to get on the calendar.
Stupid.
They don't want it to.
Well, you know, and then...
You wouldn't think you need a law for that.
Exactly.
Okay,
but that's something that we need to put on the books, that for K through 12, pre-K through 12, you can have...
Access to the
boards
curriculum.
Of education have to post the adopted curriculum for each class on the school's website. Okay?
Yeah, I'm
pretty
cool
basic.
Mm-hmm.
We're sending our kids to you. We're paying for it. And it's controversial that Ledbetter and Luverne can't put this one up on the floor.
I'm with you. That should take 15 minutes to pass at the most.
At the most. Mm-hmm. And it's sitting out there. Okay. Senator Elliott, his archives where they were, you know, spending taxpayer money to do the history of the LGBTQ transgender.
Right.
So it's restructuring that. That's sitting out there.
Okay, I'm okay with that, too. Another piece of legislation you shouldn't need, but in 2024 you do, because the bureaucrats have decided they don't care about the values of the people at the state, and they will do what they want.
Ledbetter and, I'm just going to keep saying their names, Speaker of the House, Nathaniel Ledbetter, and Joe Luverne, Rules Committee Chairman, could have picked that one.
Mm-hmm.
Representative Susan DuBose, she came on our show and talked about it, related to sex-based terminology. Mm-hmm. What is a woman? Okay, it didn't get picked for today. We got traffic citations.
Seriously?
What is a woman? Basic terminology defining what sex and gender are.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get picked.
Don't forget to throw the two X's in there.
Pharmacy. This is the pharmacy benefits.
Ooh.
I don't want it to be picked, but I'm saying it did pass through committee. It's out there. And
of course it did.
We'll give them a plus for this one.
Okay, so they
not
didn't.
Not putting it on the
they
calendar.
They didn't pick that.
Okay, good.
That's part of what I asked Ledbetter to come on and just kind of clarify what that is.
Wow, that's good.
Is he not on today? He's not on today. And I reached back out to his comms director because I did text and communicate with him earlier this week. And then I haven't heard back from him. So I'm sure they were just getting back from spring
busy.
Break.
They had to pick those two bills.
They had to.
That's big.
I mean, that takes a lot of time.
It does.
Okay, Kenneth Pascal. HB 98, proposing an amendment to the Constitution to provide that parents have a fundamental right to direct the upbringing, education, care, and control of their children. We can't even put that on the calendar.
Yeah, another one that we shouldn't need, but in 2024, we have to tell the government that they're not in charge of our children.
I mean, I don't know why that's hard. I'm speechless. I'm still speechless over the fact that Susan DuBose's bill didn't get up, that we can't define what a woman is, which is embarrassing, even in the state of Alabama. But then number two, that we have to have a bill defining what parents' rights are. Really? Really?
This one is super important.
Okay.
Because it's what Abs and I are all fired up about right now. House Bill 130, okay? This is the bill, the Don't Say Gay bill, which that's not what it is. It's basically in 2021, we passed a law that said kindergarten or pre-K through fifth grade, you can't talk about in the classroom or have books, literature, mm-hmm. talking about gender identity or mm-hmm. sexual orientation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This House Bill 130 would expand it through 12th grade.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Those discussions belong in the home with the family, mm-hmm. with the counselor, with the therapist,
right.
not in a classroom. This goes back to the books that we found where basically mm-hmm. the whole, what I found on my daughter's computer, school issued computer, that tells her how to transition.
Right.
Everything
right.
she needs to know.
Right.
That wouldn't be there. This also, they added an amendment that you couldn't fly the LGBTQ trans flags in schools.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. They can't get that on the calendar.
In
Alabama.
And I'm hearing...
Put that out to a vote of the people.
I'm hearing that they want to amend it to just go through eighth grade.
I'm sorry.
So that they can have the rainbow flag and all that stuff
in
the
schools.
Okay, here's the thing. So they call this the Don't Say Gay Bill,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Or Can't Say Gay Bill. If you want to amend it and stop it at eighth grade... That means in 9th, 10th, and 11th, or 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade, it's their view of the world is say gay, right?
Game on.
They gay game on.
Yep.
Game on. G-A-Y-M-E. Game on.
Yeah, I like that.
For 9 through 12, is it not?
Yes.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes,
so they're telling us what they're doing by saying this is the don't say gay bill. They're telling us that what they are doing currently in our schools is saying gay, 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 gay all day.
Yep.
All the time. Because this bill shouldn't be stopping anything, really, unless something is actually happening. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
They're upset that the legislation is trying to stop them from grooming and indoctrinating. That's what they're upset about it. And yep. Our legislators are going to go in and say, no, I want my ninth grade daughter at the peak of I don't know who I am and
body
I hate myself and all that stuff. They want their ninth grade daughters fully subjected to that stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's what Nathaniel Ledbetter and Joe Lovern cannot put this bill on the calendar, and they're wanting to amend it to weaken it. I mean, I sent Amy Beth, because a parent sent me from Hoover Schools, a book called Beyond Magenta. Look it up. Okay, this was on their Sora app, their school-issued reading app that kids have unfettered access to. Their online library that kids can go to anytime. Mm-hmm. It recounts the lives of transgender and queer, I think six of them, teens. Okay. One of them describes their sex acts that they performed as six-year-olds and talking about how the pedophiles would always come around and that it was really fun.
Okay. I just...
If you are the Speaker of the House and you are the leader... Mm-hmm. And you can't put this on the calendar. At this point, I'm assuming you are for our kids being exposed to all those things. You are actively saying that is good for the mental health of our children. And you support that kind of...
That is a positive thing for the state. So what do you think the... Because that's one of the possibilities. They believe that is the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's teach all the LGBTQ XYZ 666 agenda in high school, at least. That's got to be one of their choices. Or is it the one that I think is more probable? And maybe I'm looking at it through the rose-colored Allison glasses and giving them the benefit of the doubt. That they're afraid that if we pass something like that that says you are not going to do this all the way through 12th grade, that nationally, the mainstream media, all the big corporate chamber of commerce types, all the big companies, all those people are going to look down their noses at Alabama and say, oh, you're down there a bunch of...
Well, I see we've lost Scott Beeson and the crew, Amy Beth and Allison, once again. So whatever's going on up there.
We're okay. We're back.
Yeah. Okay.
I wish we were having bad weather.
Wait a minute. Let's do it. Okay. Echo's still there.
Yep. Just trying.
To protect their campaign pockets and their, I don't know, most of these legislators are looking for the next election. When you start legislating to get elected to your next office, that's when you are totally ineffective.
I remember when we did illegal immigration, the old HB 56 and all that kind of stuff, way back in the day, and we were crazy, crazy, crazy. Of course, Donald Trump's probably going to be reelected again on the same issues. The mantra in the state from the old mainstream media and leftists and everybody was, we can't do this. No one will ever bring a business here. You're going to, shoot us in the foot. And economic development will come to a standstill. And all these international companies, we're going to be a pariah. And finally, I can't remember what committee it was. And I don't want to guess at which company. But it was an international company with a unbelievably recognized name. And somebody was like, well, let me
ask you a question.
Isn't it true that if we pass this, it will really hurt economic development and international companies won't want to come here and do business?
And the guy says, no, we don't care. We come to do business here because Alabama's people make very good products. We don't care what y'all do about illegal immigration. Just like they don't care whether or not we don't teach LGBTQ pornography in our schools.
Yeah.
They don't care. But it's our own people. It's the old newspaper guys. It's the guys that wrote at the old Birmingham News and all that kind of stuff that'll be like, oh, it's the most terrible thing in the world. Just do what's right. Do what the people of Alabama expect.
But I really want to know from you two, because you've run for office, you've been held office. Like, what am I missing? What are the reasons why? Because, you know, Allison, naive, you know, wants to still trust. What are the reasons why these might not be? Are there any?
No, you gave the one reason, which is
just a strategy.
They're just really not for them.
Oh, okay.
Which is one, and number two is that they believe it will put Alabama in some sort of bad light. Y'all would be shocked to know how many times I was told, not just about some of my legislation, but other people's legislation, that the reason we didn't need to pass it would make Alabama look bad, and it was almost always a social, moral kind of issue, and it was always we'll look bad.
I guess I'm wondering if I'm missing like a strategic, like a legit reason why we're holding off on these. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, you're not going to like it either. You're holding off on the good people's legislation so you can force them to vote for something bad to get their good stuff up.
Gotcha.
We got to take a break. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number 517774, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number PA02014, $3,700 due at signing. 36 months, 10K mile lease, with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
For the lowest prices on flooring and flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, hardwood, laminate, ceramic tile, carpet remnants, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. And if you're a flooring installer, you'll really love Budget Floors & More. Budget Floors & More has the lowest prices on installation supplies. Ask about their professional trade discounts, large selection, and quality at the best prices. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane in Montgomery, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We are struggling through, limping through, hoping that all these things are working. No doubt about it. We're going to have our next guest on. Dick Brubaker is with us, former state legislator, currently running in the Republican runoff for Congressional District 2, I believe, in the state of Alabama. Dick, how are you today?
Not bad at all. How are you?
I'm hoping everybody can hear you. Sky, can you hear us?
Sky says we're good.
It's all good. All right. I'm doing well, man. It's been a long time since I talked to you. I think I still have one of your DVDs that I did not return like 12 years ago. And I don't even remember what it was.
You can hang on to it. You
okay.
Know.
Yeah, because nobody...
Okay, well, we've lost Birmingham once again. It's an exciting day up there in the Magic City. I don't know what happens at the studio up there. I'm not sure, but often, apparently, people break in at night, and they don't steal anything exactly. What they do is they go around to the control board and the laptops and just... make adjustments, so to speak.
We don't know who the internet service provider is, but I think we're having some internet issues as well. And for those people who think we're doing it on a shoestring, no.
For what?
We pay for the Cadillac unbelievable
fancy pants
version. and it's still struggling. But Dick Brubaker, former state legislator, is with us, Dick, and we appreciate you taking time talking to us today. So tell us a little bit about, you know, how the campaign's going, when the runoff is, because I think a lot of people are going to wake up on a Wednesday morning and realize they missed the runoff election. So tell us what's happening.
Runoff's April 16th. Republicans and Democrats have a runoff for the second congressional district. I'm going to win the Republican runoff, so go vote on the 16th. The you know, one of the issues that everybody talks about is turnout. I mean, we turned out about 22% on Super Tuesday, and you know, most of the political insiders are expecting like an 11% turnout on April 16th.
So, 11%?
Come on, Alabama.
That is terrible.
Rule of thumb is you get half what you got in the first election on runoff.
That is interesting. So let me ask you this, Dick. It used to be that only half the people who were eligible to vote were registered to vote. Do you have any idea how many, what population of voting age or what percentage of voting age people are actually registered? I'm always trying to figure out where that 10% is.
I know it's more than half.
Okay.
You know, one thing about Merrill, whatever else he did, he registered a lot of people to vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he made it very easy for Alabamians to register.
Right.
The problem has been getting them to turn out.
Right.
Now, when I was in the 18 to 24-year-old age demographic, the 18 to 24-year-olds turned out at the highest rate of anybody. Now that's completely reversed. Younger voters are much less likely to turn out than older voters, which is a trend that we need to reverse if this democracy is going to last.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I mean, we need to get young people. Yeah, I mean, we need young people need to understand they've got a stake in their government. And for whatever reason, maybe it's all the negativity in politics and they look at it and just think, man, this stinks and I don't want to be a part of it. But, you know, they need to get in there and let their voice be heard. And that's one of the problems with, you know, negative campaigning and what do they call it? The politics of personal destruction and all that. It just turns people off.
Right.
And ever since it got started, you know, voting trends have been heading the wrong way since the late 80s. Well, since the mid 90s. And in Alabama, we have just trended down a little bit faster than the national average. But we need to get people re-energized. Look, if half of the conservatives in Alabama showed up to vote, the Democrats wouldn't have a chance in any election.
Right.
And so that's just it. We've got to get our people to the polls.
Dick, you're running in the runoff against Caroline Dobson, who we had on the show maybe 2 weeks ago. I can't remember, 2 weeks ago or so. What separates, what's the difference between the two of you? Why should someone vote for Dick Brubaker over Caroline Dobson?
Well, first of all, I didn't just move here last October to run for Congress.
Welcome back to Alabama Unfiltered. I believe this is 26 so far today, counting all the interruptions and everything. I'm Scott Mosley. I'm your man on the scene here in Montgomery, just keeping score and everything. Fortunately, while the Birmingham studio does its troubleshooting and sorting out, we're due for a break anyway, coming up in 1 minute. So we're going to go ahead and take that right now. The phone lines are full. Unfortunately, the way things are set up currently with the Birmingham studio, when they're on, everything here is not
on. I'm trying to say, Chad.
So it's
time for a break.
We're going to go to a break.
Sky says we're going to go to a break, okay. Dick. We appreciate it. And I think it's the internet. So anyway, Dick Brubaker is our guest. We'll have him stick with us on the other side. We'll be right back.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn. They're not just a pawn shop, it's an everything and anything shop. They're located in Prattville. You're going to find firearms, brand new ones, used ones, military firearms, collectibles of all kinds. 15 years and still going strong, folks. First responders and military, you get a 10% discount. When you need a loan, it's time to pawn. High Caliber on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. You better go see them today for the best selection.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
AC by Lou Choir is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbythechoir.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by Lou Choir.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
License 84417.
How do you know once you pass that family and friends will get what you promised and that someone won't destroy or replace your will or trust with a fake one? How many copies of your will do you have and do your loved ones know where it is? Every time you change your will, you have to copy, distribute, and have it notarized. Put a stop to all of this at SecureAWill.com, where your important documents like last will, trust, or goodbye letter are stored until your passing. Then they send your info to whomever you've requested. You'll be 100% safe with voice biometrics and their new video signature. Visit them at secure-a-will.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a quiet forecast for the next few days, running way below normal on the temperature with sunshine. High temperature up to about 67 today. Clear, cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 39. Upper 60s again tomorrow and Saturday with more sun. Upper 30s again on Friday night. We should be warmer Sunday with a high in the mid-70s. A comfortable day with sunshine. Risk of showers holding off till Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Webb Bobo with Capital Tractor. Make this spring your most productive yet with our package deal on Kubota's L2501 DT tractor with front loader, 5-foot cutter, and box blade, and 20-foot trailer at special spring savings. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was.
Man, I like this song. Well, I'm not minding the technical difficulty.
Okay, we're good.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
How you doing? How you doing?
Good, excellent work. So we're going to talk to the to Dick Brubaker, candidate for Congress, tomorrow. We're on the backup internet, which is supposed to be through the cell service, is the emergency backup. And it's not liking it either. So I'm wondering, Joey, if there are some interweb issues out there in the real world.
I think that are
hitting us.
It's interweb issues.
And I'm hearing a great slap back echo of my own voice.
So I think you'll need to implement a mix minus
on your side of the... Maybe. Birmingham told us earlier that they're not getting that echo.
Yeah, I didn't hear it on our airwaves either. But yeah, I'm getting
I think right we just right all now. Need to go home and take a nap and try again tomorrow.
just quit now?
Like, should we just leave and let Joey do the end of our show?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Come on, Joey.
There's that.
You're one of us. You're messing with stuff. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep mashing buttons till something works. That's where I am now.
And we lost Dick. What a day. Yeah, what a day. You want me to go back to boring news with Al?
Do you have anything less boring than the last ones?
No.
Hey, I do have a good, interesting thing, though.
Ooh, tell us.
It was a segue back 30 minutes ago.
How can you still remember?
Well, we were talking about, you said something about the IVF issue.
Yeah.
Which everybody is, has gotten tired of. But the interwebs here are not working very well either. But Gretchen Whitmer.
Oh.
Also known as the Disney Evil Witch.
Yeah.
Governor of Michigan.
Was on CNN. And the CNN reporter at... Anchorette wanted to know what Gretchen Whitmer thought about what do you do with the fertilized eggs
that are left over.
Oh, she did.
And
Gretchen Whitmer did not want to answer the question.
Darn it.
And
when
she went back to her
happens.
Again.
What?
Yes. And Whitmer stuck with the, well, it's whatever. So Monday, Whitmer signed the Michigan Family Protection Act into law. It's a package of 9 bills. Among other things, it decriminalizes paid surrogacy, establishes more legal protections around IVF. While discussing the new laws on CNN, Whitmer invoked the Alabama Supreme Court ruling that embryos created during the IVF process are human life. Now, this is the Blaze Media who's written the article. It's Chris Inlow. So, kudos to Chris for realizing and understanding. That the Alabama Supreme Court said, hey, look, these embryos are fertilized eggs. These are people. They're human life. Collins asked Whitmer for her position on that ruling. This is what Collins said. You have not said whether or not you agree that frozen embryos are considered people. What is your position on that? Now, here's my thing. Collins at CNN is asking Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan the question that some of our journalists in our state that work at the antiquated, almost out of business old newspapers should have been asking the Alabama legislators. But nobody would. We were one of the few. Now, there's some other shows that I'm sure did, but we were one of the few.
Right.
The tip of the spear asking that question. So CNN is asking Gretchen Whitmer, and she says, you know what? Who cares what my position is, Caitlin? So Collins, unable to hide her surprise and confusion, wants to ask her again. But she continues on with, what matters is what the parents and their doctor agree is whatever is right for them.
Oh, my word.
And how they define it. That's the only one whose opinion should matter. Not a judge, not a politician, not a governor from a different state. Whitmer went on to say, that's what the fundamental question is here. Are we going to empower Americans to make their own health care decisions? Collins challenged her again and said, you have been out in the front on this issue, though. I think people would care what you think of that. Whitmer responds with, yes, but I'm not a doctor.
Oh, my word. Just like Ketanji Brown is not a biologist.
Yeah. Mm. So in this article, it says, during the typical IVF process, more embryos are created than are actually transferred into a woman's womb. Quote, unused embryos can be donated to other couples, donated to scientific research.
Oh, that's sick.
Or destroyed. But the fact remains, eventually, this is the... Somebody should give Chris here an award, Chris Enloe, because here's the last line, last two lines, last sentence, one. But the fact remains, eventually something must happen to those embryos, and our society must deal with the ethical implications of that, especially if one believes that life begins at fertilization. Mm. Now, were we not... The only three, not the only three, I don't want to besmirch Joey, I'm sure, asked the same question, but there weren't many people on many stations in this state asking that exact thing. So what are we, a month and a half away from that Alabama Supreme Court decision?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, blah! Thankfully, Chris is here going, hey, look, that must be dealt with. That ethical question must be dealt with. And we dealt with it in our state.
Oh, we did.
We did the Gretchen Whitmer plan.
Mm-hmm.
That's not me.
And you saw that the clinic is opening back up, sparkling new, state-of-the-art, modern,
mm-hmm.
the one in Mobile.
Yeah. So what are we going to do with all those little embryos?
I don't know, but Republicans in our state are going to have to wrestle with this, and you can say it didn't. You know, the whole District 10 thing is an issue because... All this issue of IVF and the way they handled it, leadership handled it, even it's just so, the hypocrisy is overwhelming.
Yeah.
And eventually people are going to start thinking like this Enloe guy and go, wait a second.
Hey, you got to wonder, did Enloe just a week or so ago, and he may have been with us on the whole time, but did a week or so ago, like my friends I talked to that are in the healthcare business, did a week or so ago did he go, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What I thought y'all were talking about is not what we're talking about. We're talking about embryos.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of Alabamians will wake up eventually at some point and go, what are y'all doing with those?
But I can't give our legislators on that. Our legislators knew we're talking about embryos. They knew we were talking about human life.
Yeah, because the show's like ours.
And
but regular people were slow to get it because most people don't listen to this kind of show. I mean, they should. They do after they test it, after they try it. Try it, you'll like it, kind of thing.
You can't have it both ways, and eventually when you play both sides, you will lose. And that's what I worry about with our Republican elected officials. You know, you pass the most... pro-life bill in the union.
Uh-huh.
Life begins at conception, the moment of fertilization.
That's what we believe.
Oh, but hey, hurry up, let's pass some legislation so we can throw them in the trash can.
Right.
It doesn't mesh. It doesn't work, and it will come back to bite every single one of them.
I hope you're right.
I think I don't...
I'm betting money it does not. they will never take this issue up again if they can help it.
No, they won't, but the left is going to torch them with this.
But they did what the left wanted. You just said they're going to torch them with...
With their double-mindedness, that
could force us to go back and fix it. If the left would torch them mm-hmm. with, oh, what happened? I thought you said life began at conception.
Yeah.
That could force them to open it back up. But the left's smarter than that. The left knows they won. They'll sit down, sit tight on this one. Unless they can change a few vote in an election, and they won't do it.
No.
But they won't do it broadly. They'll do it within their own community. We got to take a break. Hopefully we'll get through the last break. We'll be back.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Call Prune Masters, the professional pruners with over 30 years of experience, and that's all they do. To find out how you can get your hedges professionally pruned, call 220-2200 for a free estimate. Prune Masters, 220-2200.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
such a glint.
Are you ready?
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Joey, you want to talk to us?
Hi.
See if you have any echo.
No, the echo is gone now. Thank you.
What?
So when we did the factory reset on the board, it reset the mix minus. So when I reset, told it the kind of mics and all the other things, we had to get around to the mix minus as well.
What is mix minus for this engineer?
I don't know. It's a made up word that doesn't really mean what it means.
Joey, you'll
know.
It's
the mix minus whatever you're trying to remove, like my voice. I don't need to hear my voice how you're hearing my
voice. It's minusing your mix.
Yeah.
Which, why didn't they call it turn off one mic?
Because it's the mix minus Joey's voice.
Yes.
Clearly, guys.
But when you echo, it's like Joey's on twice. So it's really like mix minus what's on twice. And I want to know why it put it on twice to start with.
Well, I was tempted to start, doing my Paul Stanley impersonation at a rock concert for Kiss.
You get what I'm saying, though? Mm-hmm. I mean, why would it put it in twice? Why do you have to? Why is that? Okay, look, the cell phones come turned on for porn, and you have to turn it off. My board comes
so
with
I think
echoes,
you have to take a
and
few
you have
steps.
To turn it off.
You have to take a few steps even in factory settings.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, unless you're on Twitter.
And then it's...
Or in college, they require you to get an OnlyFans now. I mean, it's...
Do they really?
With the destruction of the dollar, you got to be showing every thing.
You got to do what you can. Mm-hmm. You think there's any chance we can take a phone call just so I'll feel better about it?
Yeah, I think we can. Who do you want to go to?
Let's just go to Lunchbox Bob. He's probably been waiting the longest. I can't see the times. Lunchbox, welcome to the program. Talk a lot.
It's a birdhouse.
Yay!
Two babes and Scott. And I'm going to tell you guys, it's been a great show. It's been awesome.
He's lying.
It's been a reminder that we live in an imperfect world. And that's still no excuse to give up. That we live in a world of technical difficulties, but with patience, fortitude, and forbearance, we can keep it going. It's a reminder that even with chipmunks down in Montgomery, who will tell you they love Jesus and they wrote for you, while they don't, that we still can have the opportunity to turn out at an election and hopefully get more than 11% to show up at the polls. It's been an opportunity where we got to see real...
Oh, dear.
Nah, I didn't do that.
You got to be kidding me.
Oh, my word. He was just getting fired up.
That was the aliens.
Surely that wasn't
you guys. It sounded like you got beamed up.
I did not touch a thing.
We are going to do some praying before we come back on the air tomorrow.
Look, my hands together like I'm praying. I'm not touching anything.
Oh, my word. I prayed for the show on the way in. Tomorrow, I am not praying.
Joey, I'll pray for the show.
Did
yes,
Joey do
that?
Yeah,
you,
you got a closer connection. You didn't do that, did you, Joey?
I did not, though. It still worked out as a slightly bitter end. I love it.
Well, let's try Charles the First of Dewany for the last minute and a half. Charles the First of Dewany, welcome to the program.
Hello. I called from a whole different 800 number, so I should be clear.
Good.
I wanted to talk about Senate Bill 231 that Oscar Orr introduced. These senators and legislators do not think about the process that they are using and their end result. If I'm a person in another state that wants to recruit to Alabama, to my state, I will just say Alabama will take their incentives away at a drop of a hat and micromanage your business. Don't go there. Have you got me? It doesn't matter about...
Hold on just a second, Charles I First of Dewany. I know that you and Allison Sinclair are the only two people in the state who keep up with bills based on their bill number. So what exactly is this one? This one's the... incentives. Wait. This will take away your... This is the bill we were talking about yesterday. If you have a public vote for unionization, you can lose your economic incentives. Yeah, what's...
Yes, and look, I'm okay with, like, secret ballots. Just say everybody in Alabama can keep their secret ballots. But don't say, I will take back retroactively all the money that Alabama has given you if I cannot micromanage you in this area, if you don't want to go to court or pay more money.
All right, Charles First, let's follow this up tomorrow because I've got a response,
I think. This is intriguing.
We'll be back. See